Hi. Hey, Karin.
How are you? Hi, Karen.
Hey,
How are you?
you? I'm pretty good. It's kind of gray and rainy and
Yeah, same here.
dreary.
Same
I'm almost like my eyelids and like the clouds are like, oh, I just want to go to bed and watch Netflix today.
Yeah, I totally am with you on that one.
Yeah. And which I did all day yesterday because it was gray and rainy here too then, but today's
Where are
work day.
you?
I'm in Cleveland, Ohio,
You got a nice
which
day today?
no, not today.
No, I just talked to a client in New York City and she had beautiful sunny day.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
No?
Yesterday or today?
Lisa, you're in Connecticut, right?
No, I'm New Hampshire.
Oh, you
Okay.
are?
Yeah. Just north of Boston, exit two.
Okay.
Fake New Hampshire. You may as well say northern Massachusetts. Everybody who moves out of Boston comes up first town over the border.
Nice.
Tax-free New Hampshire.
Yeah, I was in Ossipee this weekend.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's
We
really
used to
lovely.
spend a lot of time at Ossipee. We used to rent when the kids were little. And then they turn teenagers, and apparently it's a problem to sit alone in the woods at a quiet lake without your friends.
Really hard to separate from your friends when you're a teenager. I have a 15-year-old, and yeah.
Oh, and
Oh,
then my
bless your
husband would be
heart.
like, "Well, the kids are older. I'll just spend the day fishing," and I'd be like, "Ah," because I'd have these people like, "Nee, nee, nee." But Ossipee is beautiful. We have happy memories there.
Nice. My niece have a house up on Knox Mountain
Oh, beautiful.
with a gorgeous view of Ossipee Lake. So
Yeah.
she lets us rent it for a song and a dance.
Yeah.
Nice. That's
Yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to spend time in Conway.
Yeah.
There's a place called World Fellowship Center that was started by like communists, like in the 50s, for, like trying to get out of New York.
Yeah.
And it's because it's, I always want to explain that because it sounds more like it's a religious thing because of the word fellowship, but it's much more like social justice based and
Yeah.
family camp. Like we had a lot of great times there as a family. It's lovely. But so I'd never been in New Hampshire before I went there, and what a gorgeous place. Like the
Yeah.
mountains there are just stunning.
Yeah. It's good. And the ocean is, I'm a half hour drive from the ocean, an hour drive to the mountains. So it's a nice spot.
What town are you in?
Salem, right near
Salem.
Canby Lake Park.
Yeah.
Hi, Alana.
Gonna get myself pulled together here.
Sounds good. Hey, Stephanie.
Where's my notebook? All
Well,
right.
you like right above Lawrence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who asked me that?
I
Lauren?
did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the map.
Yeah, no, my husband is from Lawrence. I'm from
Peabody,
Peabody, right near Salem, Mass. It used to be Salem.
right?
Yeah.
The other Salem.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. It was a lovely place to grow up there, too.
Yeah.
And we'll give it another minute or so just to have some more people join in. Stephanie, where are you located?
She's Vermont.
Vermont, okay.
I'm
And
Central.
Alana, what about you? Oh, sorry, you're muted.
I'm in the Hudson Valley.
Okay, awesome. All Northeast. And then we got the West Coast coming in with Inbal.
Comes the West Coast.
Yeah.
I gotta swing my desk around so I'm not in front of my window. I'm always so washed out.
I had one of those ring lights someone gave me. My husband actually gave me a ring light, and I don't know if any of you guys use them, but when I just having it in my face, I was like, this hurts my eyes. Do any of you guys use them? They're like so bright.
I use one, but it doesn't attach to the computer. It's like on a stand. I don't have it by my desk. I have it like in my music area, and that doesn't bother me because it's kind of on the, I have it to the side, but yours attaches to your computer. So that kind of causes the.
Yeah. Like I put it on once and I was like, I'm blinded. I cannot do it.
I have, for just like working, I have this lamp.
Oh, that's perfect.
Right behind my desk. And then when I teach, I just, oh, there it is. I just have like, you know, one of those.
Yeah. That helps a lot. Definitely helps.
Makes a big difference. It kind of makes a nice bright light and no shadows. And
good. Who would have thought we'd have to have all this special lighting for our work now that we're all
I'm in front of my window and I love to watch the birds and the foliage and the weather, but it just totally washes me out. So I don't know, maybe I could just get curtains. I don't know.
You know what I found, Liz? I had the same desk by a window so I could look out. I had a curtain that I could pull down that was like a white. So just kind of soften the light. Cause I notice when I'm really engaged, I don't look out the window.
Right.
But as soon as the call is over, I could just like pull it back up again.
Yeah.
What do you call it? It's like you kind of pull them down just to soften the light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another project.
So many ideas. Little time.
Thanks. So I'd love to hear if anyone wants to share how blueprinting went for them for November. I'm excited about December, and definitely with holidays in the mix, it makes things a little more challenging potentially, but how did things go for November?
I wasn't here for that last one.
Got it. So did you blueprint then on your own or no?
I had two concussions in the past 3 years. So I had to shut my brain down for 3 weeks because it was getting to be problematic again. So I was resting.
Good. So.
But
that's way more important.
Got to get myself back in the going forward thing.
Yeah. So. Anyone else?
I don't remember what I did put on my blueprinting last month, but I got a ton of stuff done. It was like very productive, and like deadlines were being met, and marketing materials were getting. So it's, it kind of puts me into the place where like it focuses my brain and then I'll just go. Mm-hmm. And now I'm already on to December.
Awesome. Good. Yeah. It's like, it gives you a system, right? A sort of structure. So it's not just like the endless list that's constantly growing and changing, but actually these bite-sized things that you can accomplish, which just helps feed the whole thing to continue. Yeah. Good. All right. Well, we might have a small group today. Do you guys want to just dive right in? And the first section is really just about writing down your 1 to 3 goals for December. And before we get into scheduling it, you know, you might want to consider that maybe because of the holidays, maybe you don't have as many goals. It's really up to you, or maybe this is a time when you actually have more space to do stuff. But you know, I think it's important to consider that. Hey, Anne, I was also looking at the moon, which, you know, we have a full moon right as the month ends on November 30th, and then a new moon on the 15th of December. So, you know, if that's helpful in terms of like planning, you know, around the energy of the moon, it could be something to, you know, plot out. As one of my goals is to sort of develop a curriculum, I'm like, oh, I should be doing this around the new moon, you know, as the intention of bringing this forward. So
can you repeat when the new moons are? You said it was the
December 15th. Yeah. And the full is on November 30th. So.
And that's also an eclipse for those who follow that.
Nice. The full one is?
The November 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ready to write down your goals for December? So writing down 1 to 3 goals that you want to accomplish in the next month. What you really like most importantly want to get done. And, you know, as I was working on my blueprint for this month, I pulled out my November one just to see like, all right, what just needs to shift over to the next month because it didn't get done. So that's also totally possible. You know, and I know we've talked about these before, but, you know, outreach to 10 prospects, putting together a preview presentation, rest, creating more space, you know, so definitely pop in the chat what you want your goals to be for this month. I'll share mine.
They have to be very concrete goals, or if they're sort of a broader exploration of something, is that fit into the blueprinting model, or does it need to be like, do a presentation, do this, do that? I'm just curious because I have some stuff that's more like in the exploratory stages, in the sort of like going deep and gathering stages, and I'm not as sure how to quote blueprint something like that.
Can you give me an example of one of the things you're thinking of that you need to?
Yeah, so I have a piece of work that is being developed, and I'm not ready to, it's in a very feminine place right now, and I'm kind of in a gathering stage, and I think it can be harmful to sort of start putting like really specific tasks on it, but I need to do things that are more tending, that are internal tasks. Mm-hmm. So I don't have exact language for that or how that fits into this model, or if it does, and maybe I would just not do that for this model. So that's my question.
My sense is that it does. And I think you do want to have it general, you know, where it's just like creating space for exploring this concept or this new project idea. And so while there might not be a task associated with it, there may be time that you need to spend with it. And so scheduling that in, even if it's just like dream time for this particular project. And I know that might even sometimes feel like it's too much in a box, but
no, I think that's probably good actually. Okay, scheduling.
Yeah. good. Yeah. Scheduling in that time to really.
Because it's a lot harder because tasks are much easier to be like, okay, I can list these 3 tasks, but to go into the deep space of like the creation, I feel like that's a harder thing to like harness and actually try to like, you know what I mean? Am I making sense?
You are making total sense. And I think it's really about having that boundary around your time and energy so that you're not sitting at your desk and then like an email comes in or a task that you can just bang out comes in. You're really like separating yourself from all the other things that can distract you to really be with the energy that you need in that time. And maybe it's setting aside some time. I mean, one of the things on my list is to do a retreat for myself and stay in a hotel for 2 days. So so that I can create. Oh, great. Stephanie, what's the book is called Deep Work?
Yeah, I just finished reading it. And it's a lot of exactly that, like how we are just not really wired anymore for deep work because we live in like a sea of distraction. And so he gives like the whole premise as to why it's important, but then gives some really good tips on how to like start to train our brains to focus again. And part of that is scheduling big chunks of time just dedicated to that where like everything else is off. Anyway, it's a really good book. It's called Deep Work.
Awesome.
Thank you. Do you feel like it's the kind of thing you need to have like in hard copy, or it works as like a Kindle type of thing?
I mean, yeah, I can't read books on like ebook mm-hmm. version. So I got a copy from my library, but I think you can get an ebook if that works for you.
There was a president, and I'm not going to remember who it was, who very famously scheduled an hour of just like off time every day. Maybe it was a secretary of state. I'll have to remember. But it was just an hour to be with thoughts and be open and creative. And I would love it if we could all have that hour for ourselves every day. Maybe it's a couple hours a week instead, or a month. All right, I wanna make sure you guys do a little journaling on your goals as well. Why have you chosen these goals? How will they help you move forward with your biggest business goals? And yeah, if you have a chance. Oh, good. Got your goals, Stephanie. Thank you. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Caitlin. Sorry to be a little late.
No problem. Glad you're here.
Tammy may be, Hinden may be joining when she finishes work at 1:30. So I'm just passing on that message that I think she'll be trying to join. So I will just send her a text once you get us organized, and I'll just pass on.
Yeah, she's welcome to come in. Right now, we're just writing down the 1 to 3 goals for December that you want to accomplish. And then why have you chosen these goals?
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And then the next question after you, and I can give you these again, but how do you want to feel as you accomplish these goals? Great, Karen, thank you.
Can you say those journaling questions again?
Yes, yeah. So the first one is, why have you chosen these goals? How will they help you move forward with your business growth? And then the second question, well, those are two questions. The third question is, how do you want to feel as you accomplish these goals?
Caitlin, mm-hmm. I'm a little bit stuck.
Okay.
Because, you know, when we did the November one, I labeled it as like November and December goals. And it was too many things in November. And this is all the stuff that I've been like resistant about. It's basically like client outreach. So I don't know if I just like need to totally revise everything. Like, and just be like, okay, like what do I actually need in the next few weeks?
Rather than starting all the way over, what if you looked at what you had written for the November, December and pulled out the few things that feel most important and most doable right now? Is that kind of what you're asking?
Yeah, or like start over without actually like looking at all the things I didn't do, but start over to, because I've just been staring at it for the last like few minutes and like scrolling up and down. So yeah, I don't know if maybe it's like, kind of like scratching that and being like, all right, like, what do I want? Maybe like what my minimum is, but I don't know if it's more about like, yeah, feeling better about like what I'm not doing.
I feel like the key question is, what do you want? Like, what do you most want right now for yourself and your business?
Cool. I'll reflect on that. Thank you.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Totally.
And then like, maybe you can pull from the one that you did, or if it feels like too much to look at that, I don't want you to totally start over because there might be stuff in there, but if it's better to just like clear the slate and, you know, start fresh with like, this is what I want right now without worrying about that, then do that.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Hi, Gail.
Hi, I just, I actually just wanted to say hi and also say I'm kind of listening for inspiration, but I have to do a major deep clean in a day on my house because the exterminator is coming tomorrow. So I want to kind of keep my head in the game, but also do what I need to do. So just checking in and trying to also be accountable.
Sounds good. Yeah. And just totally do what you got to do. And if you have thoughts or questions, don't hesitate to jump in.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course. Yeah. Good luck.
Thanks. I feel like each of the questions we have to answer for each of the goals, if the goals are not like all of the same, you know, thread.
Right. I mean, yeah.
It takes time. That's all.
It does. It definitely does. Yep. Because each one will have a different way that they're helping you move forward. Yeah, I gotta get the turkeys ready, Lissa. Turkey. I love seeing all the goals that are here. And I was curious about getting your arms around all the things. Can you be a little bit more specific about that?
Yeah, I sort of let a whole lot of things drop in the last few weeks. I'm somewhat out of necessity with some health stuff going on. And so what I noticed as I was going into an old avoidance pattern of like just kind of going into the overwhelm of it. And what I really need to do is just first sit down with all the things that got done, all the things that didn't get done, and just get clear about what's off the plate already, what needs to be on the plate and what doesn't. And then I can prioritize from there. But like at this point, it's all sort of exploded out. So yeah. Because I've been avoiding it, so the first goal was really like lay it all out so I can get my arms around it. And then and that's like the only goal for today. And then that will give me, I know that will give me December, and I have some discrete tasks that are due at certain times that I know I need to plan in. But they're not so much, like they are the goals for December, but then there's other things that I feel like I can put energy into if I let myself kind of get a sense of it, and I'll have a better sense of what I will have time and energy for after my doctor appointment next Monday to a certain extent. So it's like, excuse me. So that's what I mean by like, I just have to get my hands around all the things.
So, yeah. And it feels like prioritizing. It's like getting a sense of what it is and then prioritizing so that you can accomplish what you need to.
Yeah, because right now it's just living like 35,000 different things that I couldn't possibly do, you know, because they're not laid out. So
yeah.
I actually brought my computer upstairs where I can, one, be warmer because my office is really cold today, and two, where I have different space to pretty much put everything on post-it notes and just
nice. See.
So nice. One, like one of those post-it notes needs to be put my bulletin board up in my office so I can do this in my office.
Right, if that kind of system works for you to have it visual, you have to have the system.
Yeah. Visual and tactile.
Yeah.
Because if I just do notes on the computer, they don't exist.
Yeah.
But if I do actual paper, each task exists and is movable and is and can be put into hierarchy. And that was such a huge thing to realize a couple of years ago. Like I can't break my love affair with paper and I don't want to.
Right. Why should you?
So I'm going to go pull my box of post-its now.
Right. Good. 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 All right. We want to also make sure that you're giving each goal, you're breaking it down into 30 to 60 minute action steps. So again, like with Alana, yours might just be the scheduling piece. right? Instead of like having an action with it. But yeah, like think about nice. Very good. I just found a treasure trove of Post-its from all the years that the kids had to buy Post-its for school and then never use them. But each year we bought more. So it's good to see all that. So yeah, 30 to 60 minute action steps for each goal, breaking them down into multiple 30 to 60 minute action steps. So, and within that, you're giving each action step a specific date. At the very least, a week within which you want to do this step. You know, if your schedule has lots of moving parts, sometimes it's harder to actually put the exact date and time in, but you could do like week of December 6th, these three tasks have to get done, and then you can plug them in as your schedule settles. Just looking at all these goals, they're so good. And then there's one more journaling question, which is what might stand in your way of doing these action steps? And what can you do about that? So any questions at this part? You may have already moved into your get it done part, but do you guys all feel pretty clear about your goals and your blueprint for the month?
I'm just, it's taking time. It's going to take me like a long time to make out all those steps for the different pieces because the goals are very different.
Yeah, no problem. And I mean, I know some of the, some of you guys have used the get it done time to do your blueprints. So if that's what needs to be done too, during this next hour that or 45 minutes or so, that's fine, Alana.
Is there a template or are we just writing it down our own way?
I mean, I can show you, I know I didn't have it the first time, but basically like how you break down the steps template.
Is there some worksheet? Joanna sometimes gives these little worksheets of like all that kind of stuff, but right now I'm just writing it in my journal, but I didn't know if there was like a special template or something.
You know, there probably is one somewhere. You know, I think Karin has a really good organizational one. I mean, my main process is I make a list of the goals, like chronological, and then I do the three columns of each goal. Sorry, I've got other stuff behind this so you can't really see. And so that makes sense. There's like a list at the top of the three goals, and then each goal has a column. And under each goal, I write down the tasks. And then after that, I do a date next to the task. That's the part that gets a little trickier for my brain because then I'm like, you know, it's hard to, like, I'm sort of putting dates all over the place and trying to balance them out. So I'm not like overloading the first week, which is my tendency. Like, I'm gonna get everything done in like 2 days and then it never gets done, which is why this process is so much more helpful. And then putting it on the calendar from there. Does that make sense? Okay. Are you guys ready to move into your get it done portion? And again, you can keep working on the blueprint if you want. You can look at your action steps and choose one of these tasks that you want to accomplish in the next month. It could be something left over from November since we're still in November. So what is the one thing you'd like to accomplish in the next 45 minutes? Share in the chat if you want to put it out there to let us all know what you're going to be working on. And also share the energy you want to bring as you're working on this task. And so I'll just give you guys a moment to write those in, the task you want to do and the energy you want to bring. I love that we have a friend visiting us too. Good. What can you do to stay inspired and not overwhelmed, Stephanie?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think, well, the one that I am going to be writing feels like a big one. And so I've been like putting it off. Mm-hmm. And so I think what I need to do is remember that it's so, like, I don't have to get it right the first time. Like, there's a lot that I want to say and just coming at this more like it's a draft, not that it has to like have all the pieces there yet. I think that'll help me just get it out and done.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like a good energy to bring into it. Like it's just a draft. You're just exploring. Is it a lesson that can be broken into two parts or do you have to get it done today?
No, I don't have to get it done today. I mean, I think the two parts are like, I need to like write it out and then I need to actually like record it. But I think I'll see once I start digging into it, if like the writing part might even take longer because it's a bigger one. So that's okay too, if I just get part of it done.
Exactly. Melissa, we're just sharing what the action that you want to accomplish during the next 45 minutes is, and then what's the energy you want to bring into it. Good, Karin, you're going to work on your blueprint with excitement. Love it. Anyone else want to share your plan for our time. I don't want to cut in too much of our time, but I'd love to, for you guys to do it. And if you're already ready to dive in, go for it. Great. Finishing the blueprint is a perfect task, and having this time slot has, you know, definitely been a good boundary for me to make sure I get it done too. Good. Schedule at least one thing in your calendar, and well, good. Do you know like what one thing is you need to, it's just, you want to have one thing scheduled. Okay. Got it. Your newsletter. Good. Meet your web developer, Lissa. Well, let's just for a moment pause. Think about this task. Think about the energy. Feel into the energy you want to bring into it. And know that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to complete it all. Not everything wraps up neatly in a package with a little bow. And the more we can be okay with that, the better. Really just feel into what it is you want and how you want to feel as you're doing it. Let's take a big breath in together. Let it all out. And go for it. Get to it. I'm here. I'll be here if anyone has any questions along the way. And good luck. Forgot to mention, we'll meet back here at 2:15. Hey, Tammy. Welcome. Let me know if you need.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for holding space for me.
Of course, yeah. So we did the write down your first three, your goals for the month of December. And then now it's the get it done time. So after you've broken those into your smaller action steps, you choose one action step you're going to do today.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Sure. Let me know if you need anything.
Okay.
Tammy, I see your hand is raised and I'm here. If you have a question, you can unmute.
Sorry, I didn't realize it was raised.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Thanks.
No problem. All right, guys, it's 2:16 now. And love for us to come back for a few moments. I'd love to hear, you know, even if you didn't fully accomplish what you set out to do, what do you want to celebrate from this time? Does anyone want to share?
I can share.
Great.
I can celebrate that since we started this, I've been much more on task. I'm noticing that I take this time to organize my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of all that I get done in this time. But I now have like, okay, here's the roadmap for the next month. And I just found my notes from last month and it really kept me right on track. So
beautiful. I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah. And it's, you know, I think we don't take time to plan because we feel like we don't have time to plan, but isn't it amazing how having some time to actually set out what you need to accomplish makes a difference and you're more productive. So,
yeah. And it's like, it's locked into my calendar.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. 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 All right, celebrating the headway you're making on your list of final tweaks, Lissa, that's great. And these are tweaks to your website that you're going to unveil. Awesome.
I can share.
Great. Go ahead, Alana.
I spent a lot of the time blueprinting and I didn't put it in the calendars yet, but just like kind of thinking through like what actions need to be repeated that are not like long chunks, but just need like 20 minute, like, you know, in terms of the being with the vision, like doing a larger deep dive. So just got clarity around that, which was helpful. And then instead of putting the calendar, I did one thing that I've been resisting and avoiding, which was just like reaching out to my alma mater to let them know that my book came out and to like, you know, ask for, if they wanted to have, so I've been like I keep putting it off. It keeps getting on my to-do list and I never do it. So I was like, I'm just going to do that. So that felt really good.
It's so great. I mean, isn't it funny how there's like, it's like something you have to do and it lingers around for a long time. And it's like, sometimes you just need that push to just like get it done or the time block to just get it done. So yay. Awesome. Good. And I think that makes so much sense in terms of like giving everyone in the home the context for like what's going on with you and that your time needs to be honored and respected and bringing everyone on board. So I'm really so happy to hear that and inspired by that. Yeah, I'm with you. Mine are 12 and 15. And yeah, it's amazing how much we're all still very involved in each other's lives and I'm driving a lot of it. And yeah, they're capable. I think sometimes it's about trusting that they are. And that's definitely something I have to work on, but beautiful. All right, anyone else?
Could I just say something, even though mostly I had not been working on my business, but the house is such a cluttered mess that I can't focus on anything. So getting this time and starting instead of saying not now, well, I have to do something else. And knowing that I'm working with other people, even though it's on other things. And I'm finding all these little notes that I wrote to myself on random pieces of paper about my business, about what my goals are, about what I want. So, and I made some good headway already. And I feel like I could just keep going today. So I'm very excited about that. That'll help me complete the rest of my business plan.
Good. Keep the energy going. I'm so glad. Yeah. And a space that's not cluttered helps, right? Just helps us get into that energetic place that we need to be in. So yeah. Thanks, Gail.
Thanks.
Let's see. Got anyone else?
I'll celebrate that I actually scheduled scheduled things in my calendar, which I don't do, like I haven't done in however many months we've been blueprinting.
Yay.
So, yeah. So about like, I mean, it currently takes me like 8 hours to do a single newsletter and I haven't done one, I think all year.
So, but I gave myself that time because it's just like, all right, this is how long this takes me. So yeah. Actually trying to schedule like with the time that I need.
Good. Right. Like we can be delusional sometimes about how long things take, but really recognizing what, how much time you need to block out means it's much more likely to get done. So yes. Love it, Inval. Good. Tammy?
Yeah. I hopped on late because I was doing a client, but I just threw myself in it because I needed to. And I feel like at least I planned out this week as far as my admin stuff. If like if I stick to like what I planned, I should be done by next week with it all. So I'm just gonna wanna focus in on that and just ride that wave.
Good. Yeah, because it feels so good. And it definitely, I want you to celebrate the fact that it, you know, you got some stuff done, you dove in when you got here, and it's like those little chunks of accomplishment help the whole thing feel much less overwhelming. So awesome. Thanks. What other celebrations do we have here? I'm just reading through the notes. Yeah, figuring out where the kids are capable and how to help them develop it is definitely a process, Anne. I relate to that. I remember once, I'll just share, being at a family thing, and my nephew, who was 12 at the time, and now he's like an awesome 27-year-old guy, but we were at this family gathering, and 12-year-old son said to his mom, "Can you butter my toast for me?" And I had that same reaction you just had, Lissa. I was like, what? And it's interesting now, like my kids still ask me to do stuff like that, that they are more than capable of. And there are moments where I'm just like, I've totally failed as a parent. Like, this is awful. And then as they're getting older, I'm also like, I still want to be able to offer care for them. And that's about all they need from me right now, is like to make them a bagel in the morning. And I'm like, I can do that. But it is this interesting line of like, you know, trusting they're capable, allowing them to be capable, allowing them to fail, all that. So
we have like rampant executive function challenges with like everybody in the household. So we have some complications in some of the like what they can do and what each one of them can sequence or can't, and where they like have hiccups, which it does make it a little bit more challenging. But then I feel like I go a lot into like a lot of the energy, I'd rather have the energy go into coaching them in workarounds that work for the way their brains are than trying to teach them how to do individual tasks. But like sometimes, yeah. So we'll be like, we have them both over the holiday weekend. I mean, the 21-year-old's working full-time Friday through Monday, but like we'll have time to sit down and sort that. And I think that's going to, like I can celebrate that it's already giving me some brain space to know we're going to have that conversation again. We're going to have some other context around it that is kind of preset. Like we've pre-framed some things, and you know, I've got my like, it's my little, like if it was grad school, these are all the classes, you know, and then I get my these are my discrete tasks that must happen in December aside from clients, and they're like on my computer, like on the laptop where I can't not see them. Uh-huh. Can't lose so really embracing them, getting the pieces in place, and it doesn't have to be entirely overwhelming.
Yeah.
So and that's, I mean, you know, it's one of those things, like, you know it, but then you forget it.
Right.
Like, you know it here, but here sort of forgot. And so, like, today, this part's remembering. So I'm really appreciating that. And I think I put it in the chat, but the questions today, like, I know some of them are the same clarifying questions that we have. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if any of them were different today. They felt different today for me. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate having that in addition to just the reminder of what I know about set a goal, set some steps, put them in your calendar, like it's basic stuff. But these calls are so valuable for me because having somebody else say it so I don't have to access it in my memory banks simplifies it so much. So thanks for being available to us like this.
It's my pleasure and my honor, and the questions are the same, but it's like the energy we bring into it, right? Yeah. The way it hits you on a different day. And I'm so glad that you're finding it helpful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, good. Any other celebrations? And yeah, I think making the bagel is the ask. That's easier.
I just want to celebrate. I'm feeling in the flow and it's good.
good. And do you have time and space to continue it right now? Or is it enough for today? No pressure.
No. I'm going to ride this wave.
Good. I love it.
The turkey. I don't know. The turkey might be calling me. It needs some ice.
Turkey needs some attention. Yeah.
It's love language.
right. What I wanted to point out, I think our next one we're doing a little earlier. It's on the 14th of December, so I think it's only 3 weeks from today. I think just because of holiday, that felt like a better time than on the 21st, which actually is solstice. So I'm actually open to it being that week of solstice or Christmas, if that's better for you guys to do it later. But right now the 14th is the one that's scheduled, so.
I already moved a teaching gig so that I could do it at that time. I normally teach at this time, so. Is there a reason we don't do it on Wednesdays, just out of curiosity, in the regular CFC time, since we don't
I'm not available on Wednesdays, that's why. Joanna asked me to do it Mondays, I think, but I asked her if we can move to Tuesday or Thursday because of my schedule stuff, but I definitely am not available on Wednesdays, unless we did it later in the afternoon, but even that, yeah, Wednesdays aren't going to work, sorry.
Can I just ask, Joanna had originally scheduled it only through December to see how it's going and what's the feeling? Are we going to bring it forward to the new year or?
Yeah, Joanna and I, we have just been emailing about it. I'm super into it and open. So I think if it works for you guys and you want to keep it going, just let Joanna know. So.
Okay.
I'd love to. Yeah.
You can let her know.
Okay. Good. And she's probably going to reach out and ask people anyway, but I would love to. So yeah. Awesome. All right, guys. Love to hear. If you want to say a word in the chat, what are you taking from our conversation? Or if you want to say it out loud, say it. What's a word or a phrase that you're taking from our time together? Clarity. I like it. My time counts. Yes. Ready for December. Confidence. I love it. I'll say them aloud for everybody. Focus and quiet. Yeah. I know it was quiet and I chose to respond in the chat. And I think in times past we've talked in between and I think either works, but it just felt energetically like, you know, we can communicate by chat, but don't hesitate to speak up if you want to talk to. Support and competence. Yeah. So important on all levels. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.